Welcome to today's Wrenchgat Village. Let's talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Pella City Administrator Mike Nardini joins us on today's program to provide the very latest from the Pella City Council.
We'll start with the capital loan notes. What was approved by the council, and why is this an important step in the process?
Well, yes, Andrew. First and foremost, thank you for having me here today. It's always a pleasure to sit down and discuss city affairs. And as you said last night, the council did approve seeking bids for electric revenue notes, and the purpose of the electric revenue notes is to provide financing, short-term financing, for the Pella West substation improvements. And overall, Andrew, when we talk about the proposed bond issue that we will be considering on it, a couple things. A, the size of the bond issue is $4 million. The overall project that it is intended to fund with the Pella West substation is a $5.3 million project. And we will be seeking bids and receiving bids on December 1st of this year, and council will be taking action on those bids on December 1st as well. So with that, a little bit about the project. As far as the substation is concerned, the biggest component of the project is actually reconfiguring the substation. Currently, that substation is what's called a single breaker scheme with that. And with the single breaker scheme is we've had five high voltage connections to a single electrical bus bar. And what we're simply going to be doing is we're going to be adding an electrical bus bar to that substation. So what the hope is that we'd be able to isolate any types of potential faults that may come in on the high voltage transmission system. And with that, if we can isolate those faults to a specific segment of the electrical bus bar, the thought is that we can keep that substation in service and continue to provide power to our community while we make the necessary repairs. And so with that, that is the lion's share of the $5.3 million project. We also have some generation components in there, and the generation component is the Red Rock Hydroelectric Facility will be connecting directly into the substation as well. That's about $1.3 million of this project. Missouri River Energy Services will be reimbursing the City of Pella for that share of the project as well. And then on the distribution side, we will be making some improvements too, namely that we're going to be having two new distribution feeder lines coming out of the substation, and we're also going to be making some improvements to our transformers so that they can also serve distribution loads. So overall, it's about a $5.3 million project. And just to put it succinctly, the intention of the project is redundancy and reliability. So at the end of the day, we think we're going to have a more reliable substation on our hands than what we currently do now. And it's important because that substation serves a number of areas in town. But what was approved last night with council was just simply the authorization for staff to seek electric revenue bonds and specifically the bids for those. And overall, we're looking at about a $4 million project, our proposed bond issue over a 10-year period of time. With that, and what it is intended to do is just on a short-term basis provide funding for our $5.3 million worth of improvements to the Pella West substation.
You have some new expansion and some new planning for the next portion of the electric conversion, moving the overhead lines underground. What was the latest item that was approved by the City Council? And this is another area of town that you're really pinpointing and focusing on that will really get the lion's share of what's left done.
Yes, absolutely, Andrew. And as you mentioned, we've been very aggressive in placing our electrical distribution system underground. Currently, 90% of our system is underground. And as you mentioned, we are currently working in the Washington Street and Franklin Street area as far as placing those distribution lines underground. And we're hoping to have that project done by next spring, early summer. What council approved last night was an engineering services agreement with DGR Engineering. And the purpose of the engineering was to identify another area of town that we were hoping to start the underground conversion area. And this is commonly referred to as the Central College area. And the area of town that we're looking to place the distribution system underground is generally south of the Washington Street area, north of University Street, and between West 1st and West 5th. And it's about a 10-block geographical area that we're looking to place underground, Andrew. And with that, what we approved last night was an engineering services agreement to begin engineering on it. The total amount of the contract was $88,000, and we're hoping to actually bid that project starting next spring and actually have a contractor start on the underground conversion project in the summer. And the thought is ultimately we're hoping to have the Franklin Street and Washington Street area completed by early next summer, and we'll be able to immediately shift gears and go out through the Central College area. And this is our last major segment on placing that underground line over the distribution system underground. It's important for folks to understand that in addition to placing those distribution lines underground, we're also going to be increasing voltage on the system as well. Currently, that's about a 4 kV distribution system that we have right now. We're actually going to be increasing the voltages up to 12.5 kV, which is a significant increase. So anytime you increase voltages and you also place them underground, you're really increasing reliability in that area. So simply put, we think the electric reliability should significantly increase for this area as well. And as far as cosmetically, also and aesthetically pleasing, we've received several comments on areas that we've done this in town. And so that's another side benefit of it as well. So we're excited about this, but this is our last area, our last major area for the conversion projects. Once we have that, we'll be practically complete with the overhead underground conversion projects for the city of Pella.
That concludes today's Wrenchcott Village Let's Talk Pella, Pella's best value in retirement living.